Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, at the same time, today is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and we're coming upon the Chodesh HaGeula, a month in which we hope for the complete Geula, but at least the Geula HaNefesh that we should be zeichet to, Be'ezras Hashem Yizbarach. I'd like to share with you a thought which is really fundamental in Avodas Hashem, and of course related to Yemei Pesach HaBoim Aleinu L'Tayla. When people do things, they have an Ikra Mashava as to why they're doing. In Avodas Hashem, a person has hopefully a good Mashava, a good reason he's doing things. When you deal with others, you have your primary reasons that you do things. There are also secondary reasons. A human being is a complex person. The brain is complex. There are many machshavos hamishtamshim b'arvuvya. There are many thoughts that are combined in the efforts that people do and things people do. There are many different thoughts that may come together, and that's human nature. It's important for a person when he does good things, when he does Mrs. Nicias, whatever he does, to try to get as much as he can from it. In other words, to try to feel and sense that there are good reasons, good causes, and good motivations, all very important. Let me explain. And the Chachamim say, we have the drashas of Ben Zayin and the Chachamim about the mitzvah of Tzipi Yetzis Mitzrayim. It's, of course, in the first parak of Brachos, but also well known as being part of the Haggadah. So there's a question, the idea of being Mesapit Yisrael, Kol Yemei Chayecha, it could be, it comes to Ed Leilais, or the Chacham is saying, Lahavi L'mais HaMashiach. Let's look at the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara there, Yudbeis Amid Beis, Tanya, Amalayim Ben Zayma, V'chim Azkirin Yotzias Mitzrayim L'mais HaMashiach? What are you saying, Lahavi L'mais HaMashiach? Are we going to be Mistapi Yitzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes? Halak far nemar. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hine yamim bo'im nom Hashem. V'lo yayimru oid chai Hashem eshehelas b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Ki im chai Hashem eshehela v'shehevi ezera v'eit Yisrael mi'eretz tzafayna mikol ha'aratis asher ashedorim bo'im. So Ben Zayin Tain is that what do you mean it's L'Rabbi Simayis HaMashiach? There is no CPT in Samayim Simayis HaMashiach. Omu Loi. So Chachamim answered, Loi Sheta Eker Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Makayma. Not that Yirmi is saying that La'osid Lava Yitzias Mitzrayim won't be mentioned at all. Ela Sheta Shibud Malchiyos Iker. Mashiach brings us to a freedom of Shibud Malchiyos. That'll be the main face of the period of Yom HaMashiach, the Yitzias Mitzrayim Tofel Loi, and Yitzias Mitzrayim will be secondary. It seems that they're arguing in that Ben Zayin holds you go b'asa the Ikra Kavana. The main Kavana of the Zman Cheresenu when Mashiach will come will be the Cheres that Mashiach brought us from all of the nations of the world, from the Shiva Malchias, which includes, of course, the Yetzer Hara. And the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say that you can't disregard the secondary kavanas. There are always a combination of kavanas in what a person does. And Yehei Yetzias Mitzrayim Tafalai, don't ignore the secondary kavana, the kavana that goes along. It's fundamental. It's important. It's your side distinct. That idea is an important idea for a person to understand in all areas of Avodas Hashem. Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in, I believe, in Derech Sicha. He says that there was a Rekeach Echad, there was a pharmacist in Minsk, and the Chafetz Chaim went in there to buy medicine. He said to the pharmacist that, I'm jealous of you. You're Isaac and Atzalos Nefashis. You're always busy doing saving lives. You're being Isaac in in Atzos Nefashis. So the pharmacist said, am I Yosik in Atzos Nefashis? I'm busy with my parnasa. This is how I pay my bills. Chofetz Chaim said to him, no, you have to be mechavin l'shem shemayim. You have to be thinking that you're saving lives. And at the same time, you need a parnasa. It's with that parnasa too. There's an irv of mashavas. Don't let, might be to you, somehow a secondary mashava. Don't let it go down as a second mashava. It should be important to you. Even though it's a secondary thought, it should be important to you. This is an idea that when a human being does something, when a frum yid does something, he should be thinking about the many aspects of what he's doing. A human being is complex. It's not so pashut that in a person's behavior to keep it one thing. When you're doing avodas Hashem, you have to think you're an Eved Hashem, you're serving HaKadosh Baruch. Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish argued in many areas, specifically in Hilchos Shiurim. Rav Chaim Noah never spoke directly to the Chazon Ish, but he was, at the time that Rav Chaim Kanievsky was a Talmid in the Lamji Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Noah lived in Petah Tikva. And he was the middleman. He brought letters from Rav Chaim Noah to the Chazon Ish. They have sort of extremely different shitas. Rav Chaim Noah is the smallest shear of an amma, about 18 inches. And as you know, Chazon Ish has large shiurim. One time, Rav Chaim Kanievsky relates, Rav Chaim Noah said, I work on the inyanim of shiurim all my life. That's my main topic. Of course, he wouldn't call it Tehukul. His main topic, the Sfarim he wrote, had to do with shiurim. Chazon Ish, shiurim is just one of many things that he does. So the message he sent was that Chazon Ish should give in to him. He said, because I'm oisik in shiurim all the time, and the inyanim of shiurim, and you're oisik in kol ha-terakula. So Chaim Kanievsky said that Chazon Ish answered him. He said, when it comes to medicine, there are doctors that specialize in back surgery and eye surgery or eye medicine. There are dentists that specialize in dental things. They are specialty areas. And therefore, somebody who's a specialist in one area would be considered to be more correct than somebody who's not a specialist. But in Torah, it's not that way. He said in Torah, being amel in one area of Torah gives a person hatzlacha in other areas of Torah as well. It's not a stira, because Torah is all interrelated. A person who learns Hilchis Yesh Neichlim, and his focus is on Yesh Neichlim, and that's all, so you're right, he'll only be a specialist in Yesh Neichlim. Somebody who learns Perek Yesh Neichlim, and he's thinking of himself as somebody who's looking to be a Talmud Chacham in all areas of Torah, and it's all part of his goal. So Zakta Chazon Ish, that's Mashpia. It's Mashpia further and much more. It's something we saw by Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's Kaichis were put into his Dibris Moshe so much. So many of his Kaichis were put into Dibris Moshe. And he had a Siyata Deshmaya in Yomei Halacha, incredibly. Even though he spent so much Kayach, when I was there to be a Rav Moshe Shir in MTJ, he gave shir on Perek Yesh Neichlim. I was thinking, if he gives shir in Hilchos Mezuzah, he'd have a much bigger crowd. The answer is that Rav Moshe understood that a person has to have a shayches to everything in Torah to be Matzliach in Torah. In today's generation, we become very specialized. And that's the way it is. We don't have the cup of a Rav Moshe, the cup of a Chazon Ish. But our goal should be to be able to learn all the mitzvahs of Torah, all the areas of Torah. It's a fundamental idea that there's no separation in Torah. a person is complex. A person who sits and learns, he has his main kavana. Main kavana is to know the parak he's learning. He's learning Shnei Emes, and that's what he wants to know. He focuses on his daf yomi, that's what he wants to know. But he has to have his secondary thought, the thought that this is a piece of Torah Terakula. Somebody has a necklace with many charms on it, many pearls on it. He's working on one pearl. He doesn't concentrate just on that pearl being beautiful. He concentrates on it being part of a pearl necklace where all the pearls will come together and form a beautiful necklace. The same thing is true about Torah. Whatever you're focusing on, it should be beautiful. You should be orangutan. You should be involved in it. It's all very, very important. However, a person has to understand that the connection of Torah to everything else is like one pearl in a necklace. A person who harav is on knowing things, and then he doesn't care about not knowing other things. He doesn't care about not knowing Chumash. He doesn't care about not knowing Nach. He doesn't care about not knowing other things. Making a mistake, he's going to have a necklace where one pearl is beautiful and the rest of them are all messed up. A person has to have, his main focus is on Gemara Shitaisis, on Lamdus of Shas and Paiskim. But the other parts, they can't be seen as separate. They have to be seen as one. In Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishnah Chav Beis, then Bag Bagoymer, Hafeichba, Vahafeichba, the Kuloiba, the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim Velozhin writes, Torah is compared, Lidad, Chazal says, he's quoting Gemara, Torah is compared to the breastfeeding mother, that a baby finds all kinds of taste in the milk of his mother. So that's what Chaim Velozhin, the breast of a woman, that's of its meat, and what comes out is milk. So to Torah. When a person learns one mitzvah of Torah as part of Kara Torah Kula, and then he writes something mysterious. He writes, L'mashal, from Dine Sukkah, a man can be learn to be a heter to be matter in Aguna. Dover ze yadua lohigimba. And Chaim Velozhin is right, this is known to people who learn the way they should learn. He says, from Masechta Sukkah, you can learn to be matter in Aguna. Someone asked Chaim Kanievsky, what does he mean? Where in Masechta Sukkah does it say any connection to being matter in Aguna? Chaim Kanievsky answered him. Is the Gemara in Bava Basra Kufsar Beis, Omer Chizkiah, Malu Bikroivim Kosher. If you have a shtar, could be a get, could be any shtar, you have to have two witnesses. They have blank spaces, they have to be filled in. In Malu Bikroivim Kosher, if someone had the Kroivim sign, but they didn't have Kavanah to be witnesses along with the other two witnesses, Malu Bikroivim Kosher. Now someone is going to ask, how could that be? If one of the witnesses is a relative, all the witnesses are possible. How could that be? So it says, Al Tatama. Why? Sha'avir sukkah paisel begimel. Air in the sukkah in the schach paisels with three tfachim. Malu schach paisel kosher ad arba. Yet, if you have a space of three tfachim, that will paisel a sukkah. You put in pasul stach, you put it there, it's no good. The sukkah is now kosher. So psulim can be makshir a sukkah. The same thing, a man has a get, and there's a blank line between the guf haget and the two witnesses. You have to fill in that line. If you filled it in with an eight pasul, you tell them sign just to fill it in. So it's kosher. That get is kosher. How's it kosher? You're going to go to Bez and they'll say nimse echa karve pasul it's pasul. We learn from Sukkah, Malu, Bipsulim, it doesn't pass. As I state in Chazal, that's what Chaim Kanievsky quoted. The point, of course, is right that the idea that whatever a person's learning, Hafeichba, Vafeichba, the Kuleba, you have to know it's connected to everything. It comes to Bein Azmanim, Yeshiva Bachim will come home Bein Azmanim, they have more time. They can have Siddurim and other Mitzvahs of learning. It becomes, unfortunately, a lazy time, a time when things are wasted. What's made us men? A time to relax. How do you relax? Wasting time doesn't give a person relaxation. Like if a person relaxation is, he goes off to a corner of the Beis Medrash and he pulls out the Sefer Yeshua. And everyone goes, nah, it's an easier learning. Of course, he has the Torah Bein Hazman. But the relaxing time, this is how a person relaxes. He takes out something that's another Mitzayah Torah, and he puts in some time to be Matzliach with it. It's important to understand, when a person does the Avodas Hashem that he's involved in, whether it's a chesed, whatever it is he's involved in, his learning, he has to know. The main kavana is the simple idea of focusing on what you're doing. But there is a secondary kavana. And that kavana, you have to seize upon it. It's like two for one. The same effort you put in becomes now a tool in Avodas Hashem. And so, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, extraordinary Shabbos, Kodesh Pashas Vayikra, at the same time, starting a Beit Hazmanim with a Cheshek and with a Kayach, trying to be Kaina Kinyanei HaTorah.